Blog Talk Radio. Live with Barrett. Today is a bit of a short broadcast. I want to talk with you today about something that I know we are all facing. My name is Barrett Clemenson Powell. I'm your host for this radio show. I'm also your host and blogger, writer, inspired person for Barrett Clemenson Powell, or as you'll find online, it's at Barrett C. Powell, BarrettCPowell.com. And that is my website. That is for Barrett Clemenson Powell. And that is where you'll find how I can work with you to empower you and inspire you in your life to your excellence. Here on Live with Barrett, I talk with you about a number of different topics, and this is the last day of our sort of soft launch leading up to tomorrow's big launch of this radio program of Live with Barrett. Tomorrow will be an interview with the wonderful, I call her social media maven, Wendy McClellan. And she has an incredible story that I think you will want to hear. I think you'll want to know how she's gotten to where she's gotten, what she's doing to work with other people, how she can work with you, the difference that she is making in the world, the love she is spreading. And also, yes, financially, the success she is having, the money she is making. She is a remarkable woman, Wendy McClellan, and I hope that you will tune in tomorrow. That's 9 a.m. Pacific time, 12 noon Eastern time, which would be 6 p.m. in Central Europe, 5 p.m. in London. Be sure to tune in and hear the wonderful Wendy McClellan. We will also try to take some Q&A, and hopefully the technical parts of all of that will work out. When you come to the page for the show, you can see there is a guest call-in number. You can call that number in order to ask some questions. The number is 646-716-5377. So that is the number that you can call tomorrow, 646-716-5377. When I'm talking with the wonderful Wendy McClellan, we'll take questions and answers program. So today I want to talk with you about new beginnings. New beginnings is very apropos at this point because we have all gone through some very, very challenging times, shall we say. And challenging would, I guess, be putting it mildly. Some of us have had some downright rough times. Some of us have had some times that have been truly ones where we've wanted to just say, okay, I give up. I know that for the last 3 years, collectively, if you look, we've really been in the heart of the protest against situations in the global economy, against people in positions of power who have done things corruptly, who have not done things where they haven't spread the love. They haven't spread the love. They haven't shared the money. They haven't shared the resources. And people are really, really fed up. And this has happened on a collective level. And this has also happened on an individual level. There has been a lot of change in terms of relationships. And people are realizing they have limits. Other people have limits. And that's one of the good things, because it's a positive thing to know where you end and someone else begins, or where someone else begins, you know, and you end. You, where that line of separation is, what someone can and can't do to you in regards to you, what you will and won't tolerate in your life because it is not good for you. So we've all gone through a lot of changes, and it's important to realize that you need to set limits, that you must have boundaries, that we all must have boundaries, and we all must honor each other's boundaries. It's important also to realize, in terms of getting a new beginning, that changes have to be made. That things that have been done the same old way, and a lot of times the same old way has meant basically hiding things, secrets and lies, corruption. We know that those things cannot sustain us into the future. We know that we need to make a change. So, knowing that we need to make a change, there's something that we've got to do. And I'll talk with you about that after this break. Live with Barrett. Today we are talking about new beginnings. Sometimes we must take inspired action, and we must do it without analyzing and delaying. We must fearlessly act from our gut. And I want to talk with you about that now today. We are in a time right now where we have been brought collectively to the end of a long cycle that has taught us about power, about money and success, about setting limits or boundaries. And it's also taught us about change. And now you may notice that you and others around you are facing a decision that requires something specific from you. It requires a change in a relationship, because a relationship has actually changed. And now there is something you must do to bring it all to conclusion, and yet also to get a new beginning. It doesn't mean necessarily that it's a new beginning for that relationship. The relationship may well be forever changed, and that is simply the reality. That is not a negative thing. In fact, getting a new beginning in a relationship may well be the healthiest thing for the both of you. That's a positive thing, to get a new beginning in a relationship. And when I say that, I don't mean a new beginning and you stay together, because that may not be possible. The new beginning may be in relation to that other person. You two relate differently now. So that may mean a divorce, that may mean a separation, that may mean moving out. That may mean that, for example, I'm going to give you the case of a man who has basically been in a very, very, very long, actually lifetime relationship that has been very, very negative. When I say a lifetime relationship, I mean the relationship that he has had with his mother. The man is now 34 years old, and he is living at home. His finances are a wreck. He has lost the woman that he loves. His father and he are estranged. His mother and he have a horrible relationship. He has come to see that she is a person who is very, 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 very lacking in unconditional love. He has come to learn his mother only conditionally loves him because she has, in fact, threatened. She will disown him financially. She will have nothing to do with him anymore. She will not be his mother anymore because he wants to marry a woman. His mother had planned that he would be her substitute husband. And now that her husband has retired, she wants to use him as her substitute husband. So relationships have all changed in that family. The mother is losing her husband, who is about to divorce her, and her son, who realizes he will have no life if he does not leave. And that's the inspired action he has to take. He no longer is going to analyze it, as he has communicated when I talked with him. This client has said to me that he is just ready to go, that he is ready to go on faith. He doesn't know how it will work, and he fears in some small part to leave his mother, but he knows that that is part of the negativity that went on. So he's ready to take inspired action to jump with both feet out of that negative relationship with his mother and into a marriage and a positive relationship with a woman that he loves. And he's even willing to jump both feet into trying to salvage the relationship with his father. Now that is taking inspired action. That is massive inspired action. That is leaping with faith. And this is a time when we all must have faith. We must have faith that if we leave the negative situation behind, we will find new life and new beginnings. And that's what we all must do now, in the coming days, in the coming weeks, in the coming years, because what we've been through has shown us that what we had really was not a good life. Really, living in bad relationships, living in bad situations, tolerating abuse or misuse, staying in situations or relationships where things did not serve us well, did not serve for our growth or anyone else's growth, really, but were simply corrupt and crumbling. Now we know that we can get a new beginning by having the faith to leap, to actually take both feet and jump all the way in, to just jump into the pool, not dip our toes in the pool, jump all the way in, because we know how to swim. We know how to swim. So that's what I want you to do, is to be inspired, have faith. That inspiration is faith. You will be fine. Have faith. Take that leap into your new beginning. Join me tomorrow, 12 o'clock noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, for an interview with the wonderful social media maven, Wendy McClellan. I look forward to talking with you then. Call in during the Q&A session, and let's start our new beginning here on Live with Barrett. And also, I want to mention to you just before I go that I want you to keep your eyes open, your ears open for announcements about Thrive San Diego 2015, and I want to see you there in San Diego, July 18th and 19th. I wish you many blessings, and I hope that you will have a wonderful weekend. Live with Barrett, I'm your host, Barrett Clemens and Powell. Bye-bye.